On a windy day in May, Hochseel may seem like a backwater, far from Germany's big towns and cities. And yet, this deep-sea port is at the centre of this country's bid to wean itself off Russian fossil fuels. For here, a liquid natural gas terminal is to be built, one of several such installations ready, potentially, to receive shipments of LNG from Qatar and elsewhere.
At the end of the winter, the storage facilities would be empty, but we would then have two more LNG terminals so we could fill them immediately again. That's the plan, to also become independent from Russia's blackmail. Hopefully it will work out, but a day like today makes me confident that it can work.
But building new LNG terminals cannot cover all of Germany's energy needs, most of which have been supplied by Russia for many years. In March, Deputy Chancellor Robert Habeck was in Qatar to negotiate a deal for its LNG, a deal which could only replace some of the Russian supply.
You would have to substitute roughly 50 billion cubic meters of natural pipeline gas per year. And the LNG terminals, the FSRUs that are being contracted or that have been contracted, they would accommodate maybe a fifth of that.
There are some aspects of the potential deal for Qatari LNG which are proving problematic. The government in Doha wants it to run for 20 years and is insisting on what's called a destination clause, effectively meaning Germany would not be able to reroute some of it to EU partners, which it does currently with Russian gas. And it would be tying ministers in Berlin to fossil fuels for another 20 years, at a time when they've been aiming to become carbon neutral.
So everyone knows that Russian gas is way cheaper than LNG gas from wherever in the world. So therefore, the price issue will definitely come, and this is a minus for politicians to tell their public, okay, you need to pay more actually for your energy. But then, of course, the dependency on fossil plus the human rights aspect will be a huge burden for Minister Habeck.
When the Emir of Qatar meets government leaders here on Friday, there will doubtless be expressions of friendship. But behind the scenes, there will be some serious discussion, with a few difficult questions to be answered. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.